So can chanting inattentively spoil our mental health or affect our thinking and attitudes negatively?
Yeah.
Well, it's not chanting inattentively that will do that. It is what we are attentive to during the inattentive chanting that will determine it. That means when I'm not focusing on Krishna, I'm focusing on something else. So what I'm focusing on, that can affect me negatively. It is not the inattentive chanting itself that is affecting me negatively.
Oh.
So chanting itself is always auspicious because we are connecting with Krishna. And Bhagavatam says that, you know, even somebody who is chanting for musical entertainment, chanting stovanam helanam eva, that famous verse is verse that whichever way we chant, it is good, it benefits us. So chanting itself is beneficial. Now, while chanting, because we are trying to focus the mind for a long time and it is difficult to focus the mind may go elsewhere. And if we let the mind, which wanders during chanting, wander towards unhealthy thought patterns, then basically we are spending 2 hours trying to chant. And if you are not expending adequate effort to be attentive, then the very chanting which is meant to help us develop a habit of concentration, that chanting itself can perpetuate a habit of distraction. Because as soon as I start chanting, I let my mind wander here, there. I just have to complete the rounds, so I complete the rounds. I'm not putting in any effort to concentrate. And then depending on where I get distracted, say, if I think negatively about other devotees, or if I, during chanting, I start worrying about finances or worrying about things, whatever it is. So the habitual thoughts that we allow ourselves to dwell on during chanting, if they are negative, those negative thoughts can affect us adversely. And in that sense, a person's mental health may be negatively impacted. So we cannot say that it is inattentive chanting which is causing it. It is rather the attention to something undesirable during inattentive chanting that is causing it. So sometimes we have this whole, we think of attentive chanting and inattentive chanting like digital logic, one or zero. But rather than that, it's more like analog. Okay, if I'm not attentively chanting, then what am I thinking of? If I'm not thinking of something negative, I'm still thinking of something related with Krishna, something which is positive, then that is helpful. So it is not that, you know, the spiritual sound vibration of Krishna's holy names, it is not that Krishna is angry with us because we are attentive chanting inattentively, and that's why he is going to punish us by spoiling our mental health or anything like that. It's not like that. So it is that our own habitual distractedness which may get perpetuated by our chanting inattentively, that can harm us. Now, usually in terms of brain waves, yes, in general researchers have found that when people focus on spiritual subject matters, whether it is by internal contemplation, by external observation, or by verbalization, the three ways basically. I try to think about Krishna, or look at a picture of Krishna, or I chant Krishna's names. So either way, either of the three ways, if we try to focus on spiritual sound vibration, on spirituality, that actually deepens the areas of the brain which are associated with long-term thinking, with deeper thinking, strengthens those areas of the brain. So definitely chanting is beneficial in that sense. But again, that benefit will depend on where I am focusing the mind. If I am not focusing, then depending on what I am focusing on, that object of focus or that kind of thought, that pattern of thoughts can affect the brain. And then certain waves may become negative, or certain wave patterns may become more regular, more perpetuated. That can have some harmful effect. But I would never say that it is inattentive chanting that is causing the problems. It is the object to which we are being attentive during the inattentive chanting that is the cause of the problem.